Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.
It's 38 degrees at 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jen DeSalvo. The news is sponsored by the Gale Street Inn. Let's get a quick look at the business lunch numbers. The Dow's up 54 points, NASDAQ's up 12 points, and the S&P 500 down half of a point. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg isn't taking his annual bonus following two deadly crashes of the 737 MAX aircraft. Muilenburg testified before Congress last week on the safety of the aircraft before returning it to service, and he apologized to victims' family members who were in attendance. Victims of an alleged racist incident at Buffalo Wild Wings in Naperville are demanding the restaurant make changes to hiring practices and add sensitivity training. Marcus Riley says he and his group were asked by the host their race before being seated and were later asked to move because of a complaint by a racist guest.
I know what's going on. I've been informed by your staff that this man is racist. This couple, not just this man, this couple was racist, are racist. And I will refuse to move because of the color of my skin.
The group left the restaurant. Buffalo Wild Wings says it has fired two employees who were involved in the incident. This morning, Mayor Lightfoot spoke at an annual corporate breakfast in support of 1 Million Degrees, an organization to help low-income community college students not only pay for school, but succeed once enrolled.
For many Chicagoans, college stands as a singular difference in the lives of students and their families, and whether or not those students are going to be able to go on and thrive and create a life for themselves that is better than their parents.
The group says of the 65% of public college students who go to community colleges, only 1 in 4 graduate with a degree in 3 years or less. House Democrats plan to release today more transcripts of closed-door depositions of witnesses in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Several more officials are scheduled to testify, though it's not clear who will show. ABC's Catherine Falders on Capitol Hill.
What you'll see is a lot of people on the schedule, but it really will be a week of releasing more of those transcripts, which really signals that the behind-the-scenes closed-door part of this impeachment investigation is coming to an end, and we're entering the public phase of this. You'll see more public hearings starting as early as next week.
The White House has been trying to block current and former officials from speaking to lawmakers. U.S. officials are considering rolling back $112 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods as part of a phase one trade deal that would mostly include tariffs on clothing, appliances, and flat screen monitors. President Trump has delayed imposing more tariffs on Chinese imports as talks between the two nations continue. And public housing in Chicago will not allow recreational pot once it becomes legal in January.
CHA sent out a notice to all housing voucher recipients and is going to send one out to those in public housing properties next week. It says the agency can terminate all assistance if you, a member of your household, a guest, person under your control, is found engaging in drug-related criminal activity, including the use and or possession of pot for medical or recreational purposes. The bottom line, CHA says, is as a federally funded agency, they have to follow federal law. David Jennings, WGN News.
Your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN. Your money on WGN. Here's Orion Samuelson.
And it seems like the first 2 days of the week, we've been talking a lot about record closes on Wall Street. For example, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed at record highs for the second consecutive session yesterday, while the Dow hit a record high for the first time since July. Getting some rumor help on the U.S.-China trade situation, but also getting some good earnings reports. Over three-quarters of the S&P 500 companies that have reported results so far have beaten profit expectations. And further easing concerns of a slowdown in the domestic economy, data today showed a reading on the ISM Services Index improved to 54.7 in October. That's coming up from 52.6 in September, and it's above expectations of 53.4. Four of the 11 major S&P sectors trading lower today, with real estate leading the declines. and a couple of stocks. Adobe up 3 1/3% as the Photoshop software maker raised its fourth quarter digital media report target, supporting the NASDAQ. But Uber Technologies, on the other hand, down 7.6% after the ride-hailing service posted a bigger-than-expected third-quarter loss. And the UN study today shows a trade war between the world's top two economies, China and the United States, cut U.S. imports of Chinese goods by more than a quarter, $35 billion in the first half of this year, and drove up prices for American consumers, according to that study by the UN. U.S. imports from China, subject to tariffs, fell to $95 billion between January and June. That's down from $130 billion during the same period a year ago. And that's your money on 720 WGN.
WGN Sports, here's Dave Ennett.
The Blackhawks try to close out their road trip with a win. Final stop San Jose. The Hawks won 1-1 on the trip, while the Sharks have lost 5 in a row. Pregame 8:30 on WGN. The Bulls try to cool off the Lakers when they meet tonight at the United Center. L.A. has won 5 straight. First night of college basketball includes the top 4 teams in the nation in the Champions Classic in New York, while locally, Loyola hosts UC Davis. DePaul opens against Alcorn State. It's Olivet Nazarene at UIC and Illinois hosting Nicholls State. The first college football playoff rankings come out tonight. Dave Annett, WGN Sports.
And WGN Traffic, here's Lauren Lapka.
Roadways look pretty good this afternoon. No delays on the Edens or outbound on the Kennedy. Inbound Kennedy is stop and go from Armitage. It's a half hour in from O'Hare. Outbound Eisenhower looks good. Inbound traffic is heavy between California and Racine, partially because of an earlier accident. Right now it's 36 from 390. No delays on the Stevenson. There is pothole patching on I-55 North blocking the center lane at Route 53. Outbound Dan Ryan looks good. Inbound side is slow from 35th. It's 26 from 95th. Lakeshore Drive, the Bishop Ford, I-57, and the tollways are clear. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Lauren Lapka, WGN Traffic Central.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, partly to mostly sunny, a bit breezy with a high of 41. Tonight, becoming cloudy. Light snow happens late, a low of 31. And tomorrow, expect that light snow to continue early in the morning, turning mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 45, and on Thursday, light snow possible again, then partly to mostly sunny, only reaching a high of 32. Currently, it's 38 at O'Hare, 41 at Midway, 42 in Flossmoor, and 41 on Chicago's lakefront. I'm Jen DeSalvo on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.